Turn on the Switch for the latest in microelectronics. A podcast by Sharp Microelectronics of the Americas.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first episode of The Switch, a brand new podcast by Sharp Microelectronics of the Americas. I am your host, Bruce Elgort, and today I had the pleasure of speaking with Dave Hagen, LCD Product Marketing Manager, where we talked about 8 new LED backlit LCDs that Sharp has just announced. Hope you enjoy the episode. Hey, Dave, and thank you for coming on the Switch podcast today.
Hey, Bruce, how's it going?
Good. Dave, you know, LED backlighting is a hot new trend in display technology, and I was wondering, much like much of our audience is, can you explain some of the benefits of LED backlighting and why it's becoming so popular?
Yeah, Bruce. Lots of folks are interested in LED these days, and one of the biggest reasons is because of the green technology that LEDs offer versus a CCFL. CCFLs have mercury content, albeit small amount, but there's a trend in RoHS to get mercury out. So LEDs are a great solution, providing a good, compact, energy-efficient solution for an LCD backlighting scenario. In addition to that, they're more rugged. They handle shock and vibration much better than a CCFL tube does. There's no need for a high-voltage inverter. Customers are appearing to like that. They improve their EMI performance significantly with the removal of an inverter. You're also able to dim an LCD down to about 1% of its maximum brightness with an LED, which you can't do with a CCFL, at least not easily. And you also get a smaller, thinner package with most LED configurations versus a CCFL. So, you know, customers are kind of coming to LED backlight for all those reasons.
So, Dave, what industry applications are you seeing LED backlit displays being used in?
Well, Bruce, we're seeing it in a wide range of applications. And the most recent ones that we've done that are kind of exciting are white goods. Your washer, dryer, refrigerators are soon going to have displays that are LED backlit. And other applications that are coming online are medical is an obvious one, but point-of-sale systems that you see in the supermarket or at the mall, they're all trending towards an LED backlight system. Gaming systems that you see at Las Vegas or casinos, or many of those displays, LCD displays, are using LED backlighted systems. In general, the trend is for customers to start to design in new LED backlighted displays in almost all their new designs. And we expect that in the next couple of years, everything will be LED backlit. That's where we're going.
So, Dave, let's talk about how the switch from CCFT backlit to LED backlit displays is affecting product designers.
Well, they end up having a lower power device in the end, Bruce. So in some ways, it's helping them reduce displays that take less power but offer the same amount of brightness. So they see that as a benefit. In some other ways, there are going to be some subtle changes that they have to overcome. Removing an inverter, a CCFL inverter, and replacing with an LED driver. But there is so much excitement coming from the customer base regarding LEDs versus a CCFL that nobody's complained about that yet. And it offers benefits in that the EMI profiles that the display would have with an inverter are reduced so significantly that it's never been an issue of concern, but almost one of, I can't wait to try it out in my new system. After that, you know, there's really no mechanical changes to speak of unless they're making a change from a different kind of panel. But we offer form factor compatible replacements from a CCFL to an LED panel. So the designers that I've talked to, the people doing the circuit designs, haven't really had any significant issues with the change from CCFL to LED.
So, Dave, wrapping up this episode of The Switch, I'm going to ask you, what Sharp is specifically offering to customers in terms of LED backlit displays?
Well, Bruce and all Switch listeners, what we're going to be offering is more LED LCDs in more sizes with more features. Basically, from 3.5-inch all the way up to 15-inch, we will have panels that offer an LED backlight configuration. And moving forward, we'll introduce basically only panels with LED backlights in the future. So we're committed to LED. We're committed to introducing all new products with LEDs, focusing on high bright, high performance. And in the case of the eight panels that we're talking about now, we'll have touch and non-touch versions with 7-inch and 4.3-inch, and fill in the gaps in some of the higher resolution panels with LED in the near future.
The Switch is now powering down. We hope our latest podcast turned you onto something new. And for more from The Switch, give us a click at sharpsma.com.